Thank you for choosing Nigga Moss Collections. My name is Joanna. May I have your first and last name?
Hi, it's Adam Crossley.
Okay, can you verify your address and email address?
I think the last. Yeah, I was calling to update the address. The one you probably have on file is what's the previous address? It's probably 509 Primaries Road, Park City, Utah. Is that the one you have?
Do you have a customer number?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a customer number?
Yes, I do. It is 302-932-10-001.
302-932-10-001. Okay, we have two addresses. We have 509 Parley's Road, Park City, Utah for shipping, and we have 99 Park Avenue for billing.
Okay, I'll have to update the billing. Yeah.
Okay, is it the same as shipping?
Depends. I still have an address then in the States, but I moved to Canada now, and I don't know if you're able to ship there or if I have to buy directly to have something sent there. Let me know how that works.
Okay, you say you're updating your billing or your shipping or both?
Both.
If you want to order from UK.
Sorry, not you, from Canada.
Oh, from Canada. We ship to Canada, sir.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
All right, for the subscriptions, because
not for the subscriptions, only for the shop orders. So for subscription has to be for U.S.
Okay, so so the kit that I had a subscription for was the Mercedes Going. I hadn't received a part in about a year. So I guess I just got an email. It seems like you got your back order of parts and you're going to be shipping them out now.
Yes. Okay? Yeah, right. Yes, sir, we are. And you're waiting on number 36. Just okay. Part 36 is holding up your order.
So is it possible for me to just order like all the back ordered ones as one shipment item from the store, have them sent to Canada, and then you can continue the subscription, you know, after that to the delivery to the States?
Yes, sir. That's an option. When you do purchase those, if you go to eShop and if there are items that you purchase, just keep your invoice and write them down. Give us a call and we'll send over a request to not send those.
Okay. I see. So that way I should do that first and then call you back?
Yeah, so we can update it all at the same time.
Okay. Well, I'll at least update the billing and shipping address for now. It'll be the same address in the States.
Okay.
Sorry?
So the billing and shipping address that you're giving me now to change it to is going to be the address the same for the billing and shipping?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm ready. Let's go for it.
Okay. All right. So it is, was it six? Hold on. Make sure I get the right number. Yes. 640, so 640 West Daisy Place, Daisy Place, Coal City, Illinois, 60416.
Okay, say Cold City, like COLD City or COLE?
COAL.
Okay, COAL, Cold City, and the city?
Sorry?
I'm sorry, the state?
Illinois.
And the zip code?
60416.
Okay, so that's 640 West Daisy Place. That's Daisy Place, Cole City, Illinois, 60416. And you said it's the same for your billing and shipping would be the same?
Did you say Daisy?
Daisy, Daisy. Yeah,
that's right. Okay, good. Yeah, that sounds right.
And you said it's the same for shipping and billing, correct?
Yeah.
And that's Cole City, Illinois.
And can you tell me? Oh, sorry. I'll wait till you're done.
No, go ahead.
I just want to know for which parts I'm ordering. Because the last, I'm not sure what the last one I was, the last package I received. So when I order the parts from the store, I just need to know which ones I'm ordering up till now.
Just stopped at 84.
84?
Yes. Your last package had four in it. It was 81, 82, 83, and 84.
I'll double check, make sure I got that.
And actually, we billed you this month in February. Did you get those last four?
No. So actually, the last one I got was 40. That's the last one I know. I don't know.
Okay. Well, someone's been yarding Tamara been receiving your items then.
Yeah. Well, up to 40.
Okay. I understand what you're saying, sir, that you physically have up to 40. And we just sent out another shipment on 2/5. So call and ask them, did they get that shipment? 2/5. You know what? I apologize.
Oh, well, sorry. My daughter screwed me up. Give me a second.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, you're fine. Now,
I was saying, so the last one I know of, because whatever she gets, because I'm not there anymore, but they just automatically forward everything, and I'm quite sure there wasn't, I don't know what happened, was someone else took it, but I didn't get a package with 84. I know I got the one with 40, and that was the last one I knew of.
Yeah, we sent out another package. It seems they skipped the ones that wasn't available. They stopped at 40. So they skipped 41 all the way to 80. So from 40 to 80.
Okay.
Those parts are skipped. So you're going to need 41 through 80. So just write down 41 through 80. You need all those parts.
Okay.
The last time I'm showing we sent you anything was February the 5th of last year. It was $51.40. We sent you 81, 82, 83, and 84. So okay. You need 41 through 80, and then okay. You need 85 and after.
Okay. So if when the subscription resumes, which number would they be sending out?
If it resumes, they're going to send you 85, 86, 87, and 88.
Okay. All right, and you know what date that is going to start?
It's not going to start right now, sir. I don't have an ETA on it because the next issue is out of stock on our end. It is not going to reflect the date until it becomes back available.
Oh, okay. So it's still all right. So that email I got that said they're getting ready to ship, it was just a warning or something?
No, it was an update to let you know that we did get a 2022 full warehouse inventory in that we were waiting on. So we do have most parts for some of the subscriptions that's been on the back order. So the ones that haven't shipped, we haven't received those in yet. But the ones that's just started back to getting parts that's been waiting since last year, it came with the first inventory that we had for January. Massive inventory.
So the email I got that says you can opt out of increased shipping frequency, what is that relating to?
That means that everybody got the same email, sir. That email is for any subscription that allows you to get load up options, meaning that you can double your quantity on how many you receive as long as they're available. You can get more if you get 8, 12, 16, depending on your subscription you have.
Okay, so can I opt in for that?
It's not available for your subscription. Okay. Yeah, everybody got the same email.
I see. Okay, so all I got to do is then just order 40
from the store
and then call you back and then let me know that I don't need those ones.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks.
You're welcome, sir. Thanks for choosing Nigga Moss Collections. Have a good day.
Oh,
thank you.
Last question. The card, do I need to update the card on file or the expiry date is still okay?
When you call back with the parts, we can update the card at that time to
okay.
the newest card for your next billing night.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.